This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Podcast, episode 114.5. The motherfucking
audio exclusive, man.
It's been a very wholesome episode, man. You know what time it is. It's your boy, goddamn Jermaine Richards. Forgot my name for a second. It's all good. You got my brother B-Baby Trey in the building. Trevon Richards in this motherfucker. What's happening?
Yeah, man. You know what it is, man. It's the kid 50 Cent.
I'm sorry. We're having technical difficulties.
I wanted to say that.
We're going to get back to him. Sheldon, Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
How we rocking, man?
Yeah, man. Chilling.
Hey, man. It's been a wholesome episode. We covered many very important topics, abbreviations. When the man getting the students for 30 in the schools, you're gonna see what that means. Jurassic Park, lazy vacay briefs, Stranger Things, the movement that is house music, and the white tea dispenser, man. It's all gonna make sense and connect in the end like it always does. Amen. Let's get the church organs, man. It's the audio exclusive. You know what time it is, man. Exclusively in your whip, in your headphones. Something special for the audio listeners, man. It's your boy. Enjoy the episode.
Happy birthday, Jameezy.
We got that brand new Drake smacking in the background. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Let's get some bombs, man. We ain't got the physical soundboard, but we do got the virtual soundboard going. Mm-hmm. All we got to do is request a sound effect with our voice.
A couple more bombs, man.
Let's do that shit, man. Yeah,
I'm
nigga.
Sorry, man. Yeah.
I hear it in my head.
So it's like it's there. I'm waiting for it to go out, too.
Let me get a motherfucking couple eagle sounds, nigga. We discovered there's, you know what I'm saying? It's not all fun and games in the motherfucking eagle scream genre of YouTube videos, motherfuckers out there laughing and shit at the community. Let's get a snippet of Marlon making, who is it? Meech?
Meech.
Sound like a cricket playing basketball.
Bro, what the fuck is that?
Come on, man.
That's not a ball,
right? Meech, nigga, making fun of the eagle call, nigga. Like, we ain't got the goddamn. What's it called?
It's a harpy eagle, man.
Harpy eagle.
The harpy eagle, man.
Harpy eagle is active?
Just when y'all motherfuckers thought it was a game.
Let's get the harpy eagle, man.
Biology of the harpy eagle. Oh, wait, I'll be a... Oh, that's a 20-minute special. Let me save that to watch later.
Man, I love a 20-minute special. Give me that.
The harpy eagle, man, is lethal, bro.
Let's get it, man.
Oh boy.
Yep. Majestic, some would say. Critics are saying it's majestic.
That's very mythical right there.
And when you hear that, it's truly over.
It's many eagles, many shapes and sizes and forms, man. That's really
just life.
That's it, man.
We all different. You know?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get my eagle on. That's all we trying to do, right? Can you let a nigga get his ego on?
Like, for real.
Come on, man.
There's no reason why you should be stopping me.
You trying to drop down and get your ego on?
I'm trying to drop down and get my ego on.
Dog, I love music that make me want to drop down and get my ego on. Some say Funk Flex was there to record an actual bomb sound.
What you mean, like, what do they call them niggas that do the movie?
Oh, the Foley sounds? The Foley sounds?
Is that what they do? The sounds for movies?
I respect them, man, yo.
He went on that type beat.
No, he got a real bomb.
He got a real bomb.
They be getting, like, letters for footsteps and shit.
Yeah.
Got a
Funk Flex. But he still had to record the bomb is what I'm saying. That's what he did.
He was holding the boom poles,
what I'm saying.
His days as audio boy.
So, you know.
Jurassic Park and shit.
I respect
many films he's been on.
Dude, the new Jurassic Park came out, and I'm like, man, do I even see this shit? Bro, like,
I miss everything.
Yeah, I don't.
Bro, marketing is not working on me. I'm invincible. I've never heard. I'm missing all these movies. Yo, you going to check out what? That's up.
This is how they get you, though.
Yeah.
Through us. They're like, oh, Trey going to tell them.
Yeah, word of mouth. Very effective.
Word of mouth still works.
Every corner of Earth.
They be in the jungle shit. Nigga, you heard about this motherfucking dinosaur film?
I don't know. I feel like dinosaurs, it left me when I was a kid. Like,
no way. I'm not. No fascination?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is,
Sheldon.
What?
They used to roam this earth.
I know. I took a class in college on dinosaurs.
Oh, for real?
Really?
I dropped it because that shit was hard as fuck.
Hard?
It was hard, bro.
What was hard about it?
Like, just all the information that I had to retain, I was like, bro, I wasn't ready for this, bro. Like, that was the biggest textbook I had that semester.
You just remembering sounds and fucking words and shit?
You're remembering, like, fossils, like, footprints, where they roam, what they look like, all this type of shit.
Did you ever have to roleplay them?
What?
Did you ever have to role play a dinosaur? Nah, like, Sheldon, it's your turn.
That'd be the summative, nigga. So this is where, nigga, you don't beat your ass all fucking semester, nigga. Hard ass work. And be like, all right, niggas. So this.
So now we're improvising. This is where you're fucking,
this is where the mark counts, nigga. It'd be 90% of your grade. Pretend you're a fucking stegosaurus.
High school.
You guys got a draw name from this hat. Whatever dinosaur you get, that's what you act.
That would have been easier. I would have done that.
No, you got to jump on the table, kick over the table. You got to scare people in the fucking thing. Turn off the lights. You get the whole classroom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like 10 minutes.
You have to go with it.
You got to go with it. I'd be good as fuck. I'd reenact the scene in Jurassic Park when the two raptors were in the kitchen.
Y'all know what they said about turtles, all right?
Now what?
Yeah, they was getting down and shit, man.
Like, they're dinosaurs, OGs, what you're saying?
Hell yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that.
OGs.
Them shells and shit.
They live until 100 and shit.
And they live until, well.
Do they really?
1,000 years sometimes.
Straight facts. Let me hit my brave
bro. Turtles? Real quick. Really?
How long? Nah, it's a
turtle age. Turtle age.
How long turtles live?
From 10 to 80 years.
Some live over 100 years.
Yeah, can be 150 years or more. 107. That's crazy.
What kind of a span is 10 to 80, though? What's going on with that 10?
It's probably different types of turtles.
There's a 190-year-old tortoise.
Damn.
Named Jonathan.
Damn,
man. And he look good.
Yeah, that nigga deserve a human name after all that shit. Man, you are Jaquise, nigga. Passport, all that shit.
This is his passport, exactly. Yeah. Damn, this broski got he had a picture in 1882.
That's a tortoise?
Yeah, he got a pick in 1882 with the fucking picture. Man. And then a high-res joint in 2020.
Nigga older than the NBA got now.
Yeah.
You know about them scandals, all right?
Shit. What you mean?
With the tortoise scandal?
You never seen... I swear there's been like an episode of Disney's Recess where like they swap out the class gerbil or some shit.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
nigga,
yeah,
this ain't the same motherfucking gerbil. Yeah, I know that shit.
They're like, yeah, it is, man.
They're like, yo, there's one city ready to claim this turtle. Like, yo, you want to...
Is that a real thing, like class pets and shit? Like, did y'all experience that?
I never... Nah, we had like plants and shit.
I think I had one.
A live animal?
In the classroom? Bro, I'm not learning shit. I'm looking at the animal the whole time, bro.
I think maybe, was it like a hamster or some shit? Or like my teacher brought like just on some fun shit maybe once, but it's kind of ringing a bell. I can't put a face to it, but like
and shit.
I feel like if my teacher brought like a fucking gerbil or something to class, or like some ferret or some shit like that. I know Sydney Griffiths brought a ferret.
There's nothing cool.
Y'all see
nothing
that?
Cool in school. Like, show me something nice. Like, let's get it.
Yeah. That's why when the fight was happening, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, we in that.
This is the most interesting shit.
Yeah, Canadian school is pretty boring shit still. Like, as far as, even if you compare it to like American school, like they had pep rallies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We never did none
get
of that
shit. All we got was play day. Play day was pretty sick.
Play day was fuck.
I give it. You can get play day.
You just got
in where? Play.
Like, oh, you was over there at the Cheney. You had the
come on, guys. Don't do that.
You had a bucket for a bell.
Yeah, I'm a Cheney. Yeah.
You can get play day. The water day. They're fucking just all day, just wet activities and shit.
Maybe
water.
Maybe.
No, you have to remember this, bro. It's like every year. It's the end of the year.
I got it in 7th grade. I don't think I got it in Cheney though. But I didn't go to Cheney in 7th grade. I was in Sauga in the 7th grade.
What school was that?
I was at Edenwood Middle School. Shout out to Edenwood.
That's what's up.
Edenbrook?
Edenwood, yeah. Shout out to MD.
Edenwood.
Edenwood, man. Meadowville, you know?
What?
Shout out to that.
Right on, brother. More power to you, brother. I went to Edenbrook.
Yeah. Brand new school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stay with the dirt. Nigga, don't invite kids in when it's dirt still, no nigga. Let's put the soil, put the fucking pavement down. Like, y'all let's talk about school.
Y'all had to wait for the ball nets to lie in real time.
Bro, we watched him. We're just on the sideline watching him put it up.
That's why the story with Daniel when Adrian jumped into a nail, it was literally beside Edenbrook because they're still building the park. But like, niggas couldn't wait. They're like, all right, fuck it, go hoop, niggas.
That's how economically greedy.
It felt like it we is. Oh
put the grass down, nigga. Yeah. Or the Home Depot's right there. Bloop bloop grass. And cover the field.
Yeah, buy a couple squares.
That's that easy.
Dog, yeah.
40 racks of grass. Lay it down. What's the problem?
How is like middle school and high school? How is it like what, $10 for the year? But then college is like 5 racks.
Wait, what do you mean $10?
Y'all never paid like a student fee?
Oh, yeah, like 30 bones. Yeah,
yeah, it was like 30 bones or something for the year.
Of what?
For like middle school, high school.
Every year. He's like, yo, dad, you need to pay the admissions fee. Or
admissions
fee. Or you can't do nothing.
And then fucking.
They'd be locking you up, bro. Bro, they'd be. Come on, nigga.
That's it's so like, bad. Hey,
drop a mysterious song, nigga. Yeah. Come on, what's this conspiracy?
You the 250, we taking your agenda.
Bro, they holding a gap to your abs, nigga. Just boom, nigga. Yo, you going to swing me this 30, right? Or else, nigga, let me tell you something.
You start school.
This school?
Yeah.
You ain't never been here.
Never.
No transcript.
No record. We ain't never heard of you. Look how easy. Who are you? He's trespassing. Look how easy it is.
Slide to the 30. All right, go on.
Go on, Jeffrey.
Diploma.
That's crazy.
There's a clip behind the clipboard.
Bro, I remember some of my brethrens, bro. They were just like frozen in school. They really didn't pay throughout the year, and they'd just be standing aside for like certain activities.
Mm-hmm. Some friends were like suspect from Def Jam. Just fucking just couldn't see their face,
some
man.
Dark shit.
Yeah, that's some Black Mirror shit for real, bro. They like, yo, I'm like, bro, my dad doesn't have it. There's 4 of us attending this school, dude.
Yeah, no. 3. Yeah. I got my agenda from last year. It's good. I'll shift the dates. I'm chilling. Yeah. I'll white out.
Yeah, my MP3 player had a calendar on it. I'm like, I can just do this.
I'm blessed. Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
They doing something to the kids, man. I just need my kid to be in school and be like, listen, man, that program's whack, nigga, count me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going.
Now, I used to not tell my dad about certain extra shit because I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that, so I'm not even telling him.
Actually, field trips, they told you, yo, you have to go on it. I remember, what the fuck do you mean I have to give you 3 bills?
So take me for free then.
3 bills? What the fuck school? What?
Some trips were just maybe Bahamas, I don't know how much it was. I don't know how much
Super
it
Quest.
Was.
What was the trip? Nigga, the ultimate trip.
Laser Quest, but it was just
not the S trip.
Oh, the S trip.
That's the scandal. Y'all niggas watching Marketplace? Yeah, nigga.
No,
what's the S trip?
Nigga, that's the S trip scandal.
Really?
It's a very. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. You know what S trip is?
Nah.
Like at the end of the year, they organize trips for like. For graduating students.
Oh, yeah. High school students. I think I went to Wonderland 1 year.
These motherfuckers be in Costa Rica and shit. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, I think it's... They might have like a certain... group. Like types of trips or whatever, but they definitely have a Costa Rica trip.
Yeah.
And then there's just a motherfucking CBC Marketplace pulled up on their heads over there.
Mm. Wait, the kids was out there or what?
Yeah, so they're under legal drinking age still. Uh-huh. And then they're like drinking heavy and fucking passing out and injuring themselves.
No, I gotta watch this.
All that type of shit.
It's called an S trip?
S-trip. My sister literally went on one.
Yeah, she went on one.
My sister convinced my dad and she went to like Costa Rica, I think.
Yeah.
Damn. He went to Costa Rica. My dad's like, yo, don't fuck around, man.
He didn't see the, you know, if he just saw CBC Marketplace.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he wouldn't know.
She wouldn't go there.
Yeah,
ain't no S trip. It was an N trip, nigga. Nope.
Jail trip,
damn, S trip, hey,
how's it a scandal?
Oh, that was a scandal.
That's a scandal.
Or they're just getting drunk.
They're like, these are kids still. And they're like drinking alcohol. Like, they're
because the kids probably paid and covered the. Like, the
it's like all inclusive. Yeah, you're just out here. You're all inclusive resort. All inclusive resort, and like the leaders. It's like 2 fucking leaders who are like young too, and they're just like,
Let's go fucking them.
That's crazy.
They're just like go to the rooms and shit, and just leave them unsupervised and shit.
Nah, that's why. That's rough. I never went on that shit. I went to Montreal because my teachers were taking me, and I'm like, all right, I'll pay for that. And that was a trip. I asked my dad. I'm like, all right, listen, I need this. But Montreal is expensive though.
Yeah,
Montreal was a thick one.
What was that? What, 6 bills?
Yeah, that's 6. I said 3 for a certain trip. And you guys lost your shit, but Montreal was like 6.
No, but they wouldn't tell you no 3 bills trip is mandatory.
mandatory. But some would still be like a bill 25. It's an excursion. Nigga, of like
what
2
trip?
Things,
man. My shit was max 25 bones.
No, 49.
The world, got, the school's got it wholesale. Yeah,
it's true.
Students, $2 a pop.
It's true. Maybe.
And then I feel like the school's like, they're shaking hands in the background.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So make a little guap.
Well, actually, it comes out of our pockets, $2. Bro, like, my teacher, get these little niggas for 10, 15.
I told y'all, our teacher was trying to be EG, bro. So she was trying to pack.
I'm telling you, I remember some expensive ones. I'm like, bro, no one's trying to go here. Like,
yeah. EG would have dropped it herself, though.
Yeah, so EG, nigga.
Hey, she would have had y'all doing a fundraiser type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga washing whips, nigga.
Yeah, nah, facts. Yeah. But
shoveling driveways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'm wilding with the price, but you ever had to.
You ever shoveled a driveway for a toonie? Mm.
Yeah,
I feel that.
I remember
cut the grass, all that type.
I feel like it has to be a part of your life.
That's how I used to rent my games and shit.
Mm. I like that shit.
The grass,
clap it up for that shit, man.
A lot of grass and saw good.
Thank you.
I remember the first day I left. I left. Motherfucking precision, nigga, on the driveway.
Yeah.
And I say, you know what? It's about time. I'm old enough. I'm making a decision. I ain't shoveling my neighbor's driveway, even though we share the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Nigga hit that laser cut.
Nigga hit the laser cut.
Bro, you have to sometimes, bro. I know what you're talking about.
I say, yo, we are not doing
it. You would have thought we got a heated driveway on our side, man. It was crazy.
It was more work
bro.
To than cut it at that precision.
Exactly, because sometimes your neighbor don't be blessing your driveway.
Bro, I got to see you trying.
Yeah.
Like, okay, try. I'll help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One time I left. Yo, it was like, This is a start to the precision.
Yeah.
And I remember I would get inside before she came home. But one day I left, I'm precisioning it. I'm in mid precision. And she pulls up. I say, fuck. I'm like, hey, like I was just about to get to that. Like
one side at a time.
Like you owe her type of shit. Nah,
I felt entitled to it, bro. And I'm like,
nah, for real.
Yeah, no.
She did, man.
And it was that time I was like a cute kid and I'm like, what's up with you just sometimes running the nigga five? Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I should have came to her.
Yeah,
I said, yo,
oh,
bro,
she used
I'll
to pay you.
Sometimes.
Nah,
sometimes
yeah.
it'll
she'll
just
get paid
like,
in salami and shit.
Yeah, like it wasn't all the time. It came to a point my dad said, my dad had to say something. He had to tell me, like, yo, I can say no. Because he's like, yo, always give me food. What are you? I'm like, fuck, what am I?
Getting used.
I like it.
When you're a kid, you don't see that shit.
Yeah.
Damn, used?
Yeah.
But my dad showed me something. All right, yeah. Then I think we started going around the block asking people to shovel the driveway for some bread. Was that true or false?
One more time?
All going
around.
Yeah,
no, we did
around,
that.
Right?
Yo, we made
it's a good little,
yo, it was a good feeling to make bread. I want to say we made like 30 bones. We're like,
yeah, because you going to do it like super cheap.
Mm. Oh, no, we were
you
nice.
You do it like 5-10 bones, and they're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But Jermaine had the clientele. He was delivering the papers. Mm. Some people would be like, hey, what you
doing? Miss Jones, I know y'all had seen me on the block, you know what I'm saying, distributing papers to the community. Me and my boys are looking here, looking to rent a game, get some popcorn, pecan. What do you say we shove you up, clean you up, give you a laser precision, $2 a pop for me and my homeboys?
They don't even have, the neighbor will never know what hit them.
You see these weeds, man. These weeds, if you don't handle them.
Miss G, they got to go. My boys got
fucking
tools.
Dog comes attack.
Oh, we have no insurance.
That's gonna cost us $4,000.
How many driveways?
Dog, yeah, no, those were the good days. Still, I didn't mind it. You know, I didn't mind hustling, and making my little figures when I was a kid.
Yeah,
still, like,
man,
what a good, man, what a feeling.
I'm remembering it right now. That was,
Like.
I was touching paper, bro.
Touch
I feel like now everything's
story. You're like,
whole.
What do I leave? You know,
cleaning up, throw it in the bag, bitch ass nigga. Yeah. I think that's when throw it in the bag, drop around those.
Yeah.
Around
that was a bad time. Man. That put me down bad.
Not financial advice in the music video at the end.
Such
not
financial
advice.
Dog, yeah, that song and T.I. You could get whatever you like. I'm like, hey, don't be getting no ideas on the T.I. shit. Bro, my fucking girlfriend in grade 7, Denicia, loved Tip.
She loved Tip.
Damn, man.
She even put the hat to the side. I said, deep.
It's a bad time for that song to drop for a player, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I fucked the game up still.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Now it's just tight.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And she had dimples like Nunu, and that's, you know, that's
over.
Her ATL drop. It was over, man. I'm like, all right, man.
We only got 2 slices. You know I got 435.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's officially summer now.
Congrats.
Yes. Yeah, we made it. I didn't know. Yo, I forgot about, you know, this feeling.
Warmth.
Mm. Yeah, you know?
It almost feels like, you know, on the coldest days here in the city, in Toronto, It almost feels impossible that it was ever hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the same spot sweating. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But we're here.
Yeah. But we're here. It's a very, yeah. It's a
yeah.
weird time.
And the other day, It was like today, obviously this episode is going to come. It was June 21st. It was hot as fuck today, right? Tuesday, guys. For you guys in GTA, it was Tuesday. It was hot as shit, 31. But just 2 days ago, like on the weekend, like Sunday, it was chilly. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Cold.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, this is summer, bro. Like, what? This is crazy.
This is spring. Cold.
Yeah. This summer, middle of June.
It might hit us with that cold left hook.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Today I came outside in almost a sweater and shorts. Mm. And I'm like, whoa, like, yo, it's hot. I have to go back and change. I don't know, man.
And that's the thing. Like, for me, like, leave my building and going down the thing and then come out. I'm not going back upstairs.
That's why you have That's why you have a trunk.
You true. You're right.
Yes, sir.
That's why you have it. That's how clothes get in my trunk. Yeah. I just sorry. I don't need to say. Yeah. Other days, I'm like, I need that. Yeah, yeah. I try to keep
essentials, like, man. You know? Little white tea dispenser.
Yeah. Yo.
Keep my tea on you. All times, nigga. Nigga, I'll make a dispenser. I'll let go. Yeah, nigga. I'll 3D print a dispenser, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just let off. I need to get fresh. Yeah.
Call X. Tissue, nigga. Put a fucking 3D printer in my truck, cuz.
It's an X. You think you got one more in you?
Listen. I got an idea. Listen,
nigga, what beat was you doing, nigga?
This is a deluxe version. This is an extra credit. There's a bunch of white tees coming out what look like a Kleenex fucking box.
And it's automatic. You just wave your hand, nigga.
Nah, come on.
First, standing up, nigga. That's how pressed it is.
Exhibit saying,
This nigga had a good idea.
Nigga, Exhibit has fucking a beard and he's bald. Who the fuck is this nigga?
X to the Z.
That's a clean idea, though.
That's a visual, nigga. A toilet. Tissue box of white tees.
Yeah, that's man.
Because you know it has to be some type big. Like, you know what I mean?
Know what it is.
Yeah. Folded Presley.
So, you on a road and shit? Oh, we getting dinner? Right. Any occasion, for real.
Yeah, no, facts.
Dog, yeah. Man, that is funny. It's just such a new feeling when you have that white tee. And I don't think I'd ever lose these feelings for it.
Yeah. I crave it now.
You feel like there's more for the white tee? Me, like, is there innovation? Is it, you know what I mean? Still going on?
I do. Because you like can always get structure. You see
like what?
I feel that.
Better structure, better, like better.
Can you improve the white tee, Sheldon?
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty good.
You think there's more? You know what?
You can. They gotta get like a neck protector.
There you go.
You feel me?
Or the like, dirt.
Yeah,
you know?
Dirt and shit. Or, they gotta get something.
Oh, they hit that with that motherfucking.
Yump, yump. You see the marshmallow repellent?
Oh, I might need to do that then.
Squirt the neck with it.
Yeah.
Nigga, I might make a little Canadian Tire drop, bro. Yeah. Come on, man. Canadian Tire hauler.
Yeah.
Nigga is listening to this episode scrambling to get these notes off the Shark Tank, man. We need 10.
Wow.
You're 10. I'm telling you.
I like that a lot, man.
Yeah, nah. Bro. That's the only thing I feel like I hate when I wear a white tee, you know? And it's just like, damn. Like,
the
I know
brown
that's
neck.
Not coming out, yeah.
Even when you wash it, even when you bleach, I don't get the commercial results.
I don't.
When they bleach in the commercials is white.
No. Bro, I don't even remember. You know, niggas make like ads on Instagram. There'll be like a film studio, and like, oh, I made an ad for a Sprite can. I seen one girl doing like a cereal, and they literally like injected like this white paste as milk to like a spoonful of cereal. Cause it wasn't like, I'm like, bro, even the cereal don't look that full. So I feel like they do something for the white tees. Like,
hell yeah, man.
They fucking painted or something.
Yeah.
Touch up fucking, this is a brand new white tee.
It literally,
they taking out the dispenser.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, nah.
So is this a new one or the dirty one?
Okay. Yeah. So we pre-dyed all the cotton.
Like, I never like took a you know what I mean? A t-shirt out that I just don't bleach. And like, wow. Good as new. I've never said good as new.
I'm like, oh, it's
I've never said that.
It'll do, yeah.
It'll do. I could bust it again, maybe under like a jacket or something.
I've got third time you're pushing.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple fucks. Damn, it's surprising. Like,
no, I got not bads and shit.
Yeah, but that's because that's because what you did prior in the white tee wasn't too crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
Niggas got a couple good as gonna get.
Yeah.
You gotta take those too, though.
Good as it's gonna get.
Yeah.
Sometimes a good as gonna get makes a good undershirt for a sweater.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because it's still wearing. Yeah. So you'll get a couple of them, man. If you're lucky. It just depends on the soap you're using and how you're bleaching and shit. Because.
Yeah. I wonder what is it?
You bleach your white tees?
Yeah.
I don't bleach nothing.
Yeah, bleach.
I should stop. Because I used to not, and just the same results.
Yeah.
Same shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, washing with the blacks and the reds on my eye.
Yeah.
I've only got fucked over by a red a couple times.
No, it definitely can happen.
I don't even play anymore.
I don't play anymore.
Yeah, for those few bad bro, times.
I remember if there's red on my shorts, I don't even put it in there. It's in the next pile, bro.
Fucking red polo thing.
Yeah. I put this red shirt in my wash, and I was washing some like white pants, like not white pants. Oh, it was like white mixed with like kind of like these. How it's like there's a lot of blue
on
it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But there's white.
I'm not doing it.
And I'm just like, ah, fuck it, I'll do it. It was too much color on that pant for it to go in the white section. So I'm like, I'll wash it with the colors.
Is it the wash or is it the dry that does it, though?
It's the wash.
It's the wash?
Yeah. Or the dye like flows shit. Off?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Especially with new shit?
Yeah.
Or I guess mainly with new shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I put this whole shit in. I put the whole fucking pile in, whatever. It washes, woo-doo, I'm coming out with it now. It's drying. I see the fucking shorts. And my shirt's so bright, like brand new red, like nothing happened to it. But like how
you wash all the red, off,
like,
it's still there. Oh.
And it's still shining bright. Like I literally wore it the other day, and you could they probably look brand new when I was in that red shirt.
Yeah. Okay. So what about the white shorts got fucked up?
Oh, they're done. Yeah, it was like it just bleeded onto it.
So
it
like, so it bled, but it was still red, a good brand new, red t-shirt.
It just had so much fucking dye that it just had more despair.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, why, how are you brighter? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. That's why I said shit. Not bad, but too
fresh
bad.
Fresh coat of red.
Yeah.
As good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
Man, and it never works as like, you know, maybe like a white shirt gets kind of red stained. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe it's a nice.
Maybe it looks
fresh.
Could
look like a pink shirt. Yeah. It looks like a white shirt that got dirty.
Dirty. Yeah. It's like, yeah, why are you wearing that?
Yeah. This guy's begging to it.
The other day I was throwing out, like, I just put on a pair of boxers, and I forgot where I was, I bought this pack. I was going to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And it was last minute. I just had to buy like a lazy pair of boxers.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean that? What do you mean by size. That? Let's unpack that real quick.
We can unpack that for sure.
What does that mean? You picked up a lazy pack of boxers?
So basically, they didn't have what I would normally get. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm leaving the store, if I'm leaving Walmart with a smile on my face on the security camera, it's because I got my size and the type of boxers that I normally get.
Yeah.
Me being lazy about it is me saying, any motherfucker, I'm going to do
it. As good as it's going to get.
I need something.
I need something.
I feel that.
Especially, like, you about to leave to, like, on vacation, and it's just, like, you didn't do laundry. I remember I was just busy, man. It was just a busy time.
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes of clothes.
Yeah, so we clutched it, and Uniqlo was supposed to be open to go get the white tees, and it wasn't.
Man,
so we're just like,
you got to watch out for these snakes, man. Now we on the subject, nigga. The deceivers.
You said on the site, nigga. Google, figure this shit out.
Bro, if you gonna close, tell Google. Don't be having me scurrying. You see these prices?
Dog, man. Don't have me scurrying, man. That's where that's
from the board. Yeah, try to hit a buzzer beater, didn't have it, huh?
It's not even a buzzer beater. It was neat because we still would have had like 30 minutes to spare. You told me you close at 10, we pull up at 9, then you say close at 8.
So the brothers are going off with 15 seconds left. What the fuck? The game? No. Confetti falling and shit.
No, hey. I mean, hey.
15 seconds. What the fuck? I'm in bounds.
We try to pull up, man. No white tees, man. Everything's a mess. And the clothes is closed. So we like, fuck. Still need the boxers. Walmart, true to they Googles.
them niggas is like open.
Even when they close, they open.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah, but they're like, we go check out the boxing session. I tell you what, brother, them mails have been closed. I was pissed, man.
Damn, man.
Had to get a lazy selection, man. The little room, man. Like,
no.
Man, well, this might be a good time to go ahead and thank George.
Shout out my boy
George. Holding it down with the decent white teeth.
Yeah.
The little good as it's going to get.
Yeah. They were all right.
The little decent. Yeah. That's a good. Make a
it was
good
a, it was tea. A. It was a vacay white tee because it's like, you know, like you can wear this to the beach, you can wear it to dinner.
You're taking a picture of me neck up, nigga.
Yeah, I was like, all right. You may see my fucking nipples or my fucking, you know what I mean, my ring, but it is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro,
you know
there's a picture, there's literally a picture of me on a beach in a fucking giant V-neck. I was on vacation.
Yep.
On vacation.
Nah, I know those
ones. It's almost like you can't even bring that to trials. Like, oh, no. You see the same.
When I was on VC.
Bro, it shouldn't even sell those, bro. It's not right.
It shouldn't. But the thing is.
I bought them.
Yeah.
There's
the
a demand.
Is,
there's a niche market.
This nigga needs... Jermaine came from around the corner with fucking five of them Georgians.
I'm like, yeah. Mine. Yeah, no, these work. You know, I'm not smiling about it, but it's like, you know,
yeah.
It's like when you're in the woods, niggas like, yo, I found a fucking, I'm not gonna find a plate, nigga, but I done found a little, screw some sticks together, you know what I mean? We got a little platform.
Yeah.
As good as it's gonna get, man.
So I got these motherfucking boxers, man, I was just squeezing my waist. And I was getting to
the point. That's not to the fault of the maker, though.
That's you.
That's not your size, bro.
You know. I said I got the lazy package. Like, this ain't what I want to do, but I'm like, I can make it work.
What do you mean? Where's your side? Didn't have what? Fucking large?
They didn't have. So I usually get. You know when.
Bro, you just grabbed the first pack and cut or something?
No. I was exploring, bro. I went through that. If you check the camera, I was on both sides of the fucking thing. Like, this is it. You feel me? When you pick up a white tee from Uniqlo and it's a medium versus a. H&M white tee medium. They're two different mediums.
Are they?
Hell yeah. You never been to the store?
They were trying to shirt on,
bro. Bro, you ever like, bro, this is not an XL.
Not an XL.
I got you.
But you ever get a good XL? Oh. I'm like, yeah, this is XL.
The one that went away.
Yeah.
The good one.
Mm. Yeah.
So I pick up this foreign brand.
Okay.
And it's a size. I'm like, yeah, this is, I'm not going to expose my waist, but it's a medium. Okay. I expose the waist. So the medium fits in that one. I remember when I got the large in my OG one, it was, I'm fucking sagging. Like, I'll take off my ball shorts.
The bone crusher box.
Yeah. I take off my ball shorts and it's just like, my ass is halfway out. Like, it's always like, you know what I mean?
Bro, that's a, hey, if you're going to be boxers, you don't be sagging.
Yeah, don't. Be boxing.
Nigga, support me. Nigga,
like, hold me.
Be leaving my side. Nigga, just sagging.
Like, it has a fucking phone clip to its waist. Like, where you hanging at, bro? Like,
the Walter White joints.
Yeah, bro.
They be all the way up, too. Why you sagging? How you still drooping?
It doesn't make sense. So I'm like, large is too big. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the medium. So medium suit me perfect. And I'm like, yeah, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm
locked
at. Grabbed the lazy pack of the other shit, and the meeting was fucking like leaving fucking marks on my waist, like fucking literally Fruit of the Loom was on my waist. Like, yeah. I'm Brandon.
And nigga turned join a frat.
Yeah, so I had to throw all them out. My dad comes in my room the other day. What's this? I'm like, how am I gonna explain this?
He saw them like thrown out.
It was like a stack of them because I just had it to a point where I was coming out of the shower. I'm like, why do I keep putting these on if they hurt me? So I'm like, I'm throwing these up. I just did the laundry and I had a whole stack of them folded. I'm like, throwing out. It was like two packs I bought. Mm-hmm. So it's just a bunch of boxers there. So I'm like, it's good nigga probably thinks I shat myself. But like, these are all my bad boxers. Like, this is a funny
wet
thing
dreams.
To explain. And then, listen, I just know it's garbage. Don't even worry about it, man.
You're going on vacation. You know, you just have the little, like, all right, let me get this, I'm going to get that. You got the vision. You know, I'm going to go ahead and scoop that little. I need a shirt that looks like this and so, nigga. Yeah. And you just line it up on your way out, and then just things start to fall apart.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess that's where you end up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you end up, man. Just
tight boxers.
Tight boxers. You don't got the shit that you had mapped out.
And the white tee is see-through, so you're seeing my, my cheeks compressed.
Yo, and some man. Fresh boxers on vacation is a good feeling.
It's a it's a must. Because you know you skyped up. Yeah. You know your man skyped up. Trust me. So it's like, there's no better feeling than going on vacation because you know everything you're wearing is new.
Yeah.
And like, I'm chilling on vacation, so I'm just wearing some chill ball shorts and a white tee every day.
Man, fresh nobody got nothing. That's when nobody can't tell me nothing.
No way.
I done got my hair cut. Brand new boxes. The brand new Marina gold. What do you have on me?
I'm at my best.
Bro, what do you have on me?
Look at my slippers.
You just look like a hater. You ain't got a problem, nigga.
Yeah, my toes in sand.
Come on, man.
There's certain things in life where I'm like, you can't even say nothing here because you're clearly hating. I was telling Jermaine about a video. Maybe you sent it to me. Basically, this man did a job to go and rebuild the whole washroom in these two ladies' houses, or house, crib.
I've seen it, yeah.
Right? And then they didn't
pay
him.
Crib, nigga.
They stay in one crib. And they ordered this man to come bruce up their pad, right? He do the job, and they say, listen, you know what? Good job, man. I really appreciate it. I ain't paying you nothing.
Bad mind people, man.
What's the story, though? Like, what's the why?
I can't remember. Do you remember why they weren't paying them?
I don't know. No, the video just starts with him
fucking up the fucking washroom.
Oh, that's where it begins?
Yeah. Sledgehammering his work.
You know, hire a plumber who
didn't
pay.
Yep.
Story is that like they're refusing to pay him, so he just goes back in and he fucks up the washroom, all his work, because I guess the story was that he bought everything and now at the end of this shit, this is the bill they don't want to pay, and I guess his wife is recording him do it, and you just turn the camera around and they're just standing at the top of the stairs. I'm like, bro, there's nothing else you look like than a hater right now. Like, why would you? Like, what are you doing?
What, the guy that's smashing
the
shit or what?
No, the two people that's not paying just for an honest job. It's not like they have, he was disrespectful, he did that. Like, bro, they're literally not saying nothing. They're just standing there. Like, it's like, bro, why don't you just pay? Like,
I got to clean this up. I
get out.
Now I'm on TikTok and shit. Yeah, ass out. Got fired and shit.
Yeah, they trying to tell him to stop. You're not telling him to stop with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, not with a sledgehammer. Yeah. Everything's already. I'm like, all right, finish. Yeah. Get it out, brother.
I would love to talk to him and ask him how you felt after that.
It's the best I felt in 20 years.
Because it's like, bro, you just did all that work and now you fucking it up. Like, on one hand, like, I feel you, but it's like,
But you know what, though? It was a crazy promo for the damn business.
That's true. Because people are going to go to him off the strength of, like, he was done wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, like, hey, we have a bathroom we want to destroy. How much to do this? Show him the phone.
He flips the whole company.
We see what happens.
We don't build washers no more. We destroy.
Look, brother, listen. Are you there? I think you're in the wrong business.
Come on, the shadows with a cigarette.
You ever heard of demolition? Listen, brother, I own a demolition company. I like what you did. I'm telling you, we need more like you on my team.
Your form was really good, brother.
Listen, I just need you to embrace that rage.
I see big things for you, brother. You got a spine.
Come on down, Trey's demolition. Hey, Baxter, bring your sledge. That nigga's going crazy. He really threw that sledgehammer all around the bathroom.
Amen. Man, it's crazy how there's a world for everything, man. There's a game for everything.
Yeah.
Like, how long you been in the sledgehammer game? Or the destruction game? The demolition game? And they got the politics, nigga. Who talking shit about me in the demolition space? Like, niggas hating on my demolition company, bitch ass nigga.
You know what I mean? It's like,
and don't demolish shit like we do, motherfucker.
They gonna like demolish shit.
You know what I mean? We found out about the beef in the moving. Yeah. There's a specific beef within the moving company, the office moving company industry.
Yeah.
In that game, niggas like, who started the bitch?
What the fuck? Fuck bitch ass nigga. I knew I couldn't try that.
Yo, shouldn't have gave that nigga a raise.
And what would happen when certain shit, like, you're on the same job site that this contractor hired both the ops, like,
on the same job.
And we see them.
Kick there and they die. It's the many worlds inside.
You be
the
helping
world,
them out and shit. Hire you to help them and shit.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man.
There's a game for everything, man.
There's a world and everything.
Chair making game. Needs getting stabbed up. Hell yeah, man. Check it.
Check it out.
the dark side of the chair game.
Hell yeah, man.
Everything. Bro, McDonald's, like, it's a world.
Yeah,
the,
no,
burger, the burger, the burger, the world, the truck world. You ever heard about the truck world? There's a tow truck world. We talked about that.
Remember we were saying that? We said, oh yeah, I was saying that the other day. I said, well, this may not be true, but I'm saying, like, yo, I don't know if I ever met a fucking, like, nice tow truck driver. They're always mean as shit. And I'm like, I get it. Like, they got to get how they live. So just, I'm fucking their first pussy. Yeah.
I'm hooking it up.
Dog, I seen some tow truck drivers, like, cut me off to a point where I'm like, yo, I could be swerving in this road. Yeah. But it's like, I get it. You got the call, bro. Bro,
they be taking off octopus style. And they hit you with the ink. Bro, you just be in a cloud of black dust. Yeah. Like a Mario Kart style. Yeah.
Into it, the smoke screen.
Bro, I'm just there. What the fuck is going on? You know, and then that nigga get to his deal. That's how they cut each other off and shit. Fuck you, nigga.
Oink, nigga.
Ink squirt, nigga.
That's how it sound.
You could call it oink.
Ink? I'm going to say ink. Oink. I'm trying to think of how it sounds like. Fucking oink squirt on you, but
it'd be like a
nigga, don't oink on me. Cut the
oink
on me, man.
Yeah, it's a vicious world, man. Yeah, no, you gotta be on edge, man. Just traumatized by the fucking walkie-talkie sound.
Fuck, tossing and turning and shit. Didn't I tell you I was traumatized? after the dog.
Wait, what? Heard,
for being on set for so long, like for those 3 days, I was tired. I was hearing fucking walkies in my sleep. And I got up, like, yo.
Bro, just any very intense... I'm sure y'all niggas could feel this shit. Any very intense situation where you just in for like usually I work and shit. Like I had this experience also working for my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just like, yo, it's a late night job.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just right. We're on a space. We're on a fucking a job site for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas going off and yelling at each other and it's intense and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bed that night and it's just fucking, you still hear these. Yeah. You hear people still talking to you and shit.
No, for sure.
As if you're still there, you're still like,
I feel like that's why I didn't wash my whip for so long after I quit. Because I was like, fuck that shit.
Yo, yeah. Can't wash another whip.
My whip was dirty for like 6 months, cuz.
Nigga's going all touchless. All touchless.
Yes, premium, please.
I'm gonna spoil myself today.
Nigga, no. King's package.
He be knowing what kind of wax he uses. Like, don't use the turn wax on him.
Don't do that to my whip, brother. You trying to get me to come back?
Don't hit me with that Costco shit.
That's real shit, though. Yeah. Man. It's trauma in a sense, you know?
I remember Julian was saying for when he first got on Warzone, he's like, yo, I'm fucking hearing bins in my sleep. The fucking pop the fucking supply bins to get guns and shit. Cause they just kind of hum. And I'm like, I feel you, man. Like, whenever I'm doing something for a long time, and it's usually when I get really tired and I still have to be awake and I'm doing it, then I'll hear it when I'm sleeping because I'm like, that's funny. Fuck.
Nigga, when I'm editing for a very long time, I find myself a couple of things. One for sure is I've caught myself, like I'll do something and then my instinct is to like, oh fuck, I didn't mean to do that, undo.
Mm-hmm.
Like I move a cup and be like, oh undo, oh fuck.
Yeah.
My brain says I'll just undo that.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, I gotta actually do it myself.
That's funny as fuck.
Damn. Or like I'll be like half awake, half asleep, and like seeing timelines and shit. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
That's when you
maybe you're a fucking, this guy's a bot. He's a fucking droid. This guy just explained himself. So why?
Javon Richards, and you watch yourself, man. Like, you're trying to all your shit.
Trying to come up with ideas, shit. Bro. Nah, that's crazy. Yeah, I feel like when you're just doing something for so long or staring at something for so long, like, I remember I did this long ass road trip, man, and that night when I was sleeping, I was driving again in my sleep. I'm like, bro, nah, that's fucking wild.
Oh, God.
Stop driving.
That's dog, I couldn't. Gross. 18 hours on the road driving. Like, I just felt like I was driving. I remember, it was fucked, though. Fuck.
Pull over sometimes.
Yeah.
Huh? No, we can't.
But then again, you never. Bro, that's how. That's how MJ.
MJ Daddy
got deal at it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I finally found out watching the documentary. I was devastated. Like, it just happened.
That's so fucked, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, on the flip side of like the killers, like I imagine them when they found that out, because they probably didn't even know it was him.
Oh yeah,
you don't think?
Oh fuck, you know what I mean? Like obviously it's like, oh fuck, when you kill someone, but afterwards, like that's adds insult.
Yeah,
to
then
me.
we on the news and shit every day.
Yeah, like fucking, it's clear for you, bro.
Everybody hates you.
Yeah. Nah, that's fucked. Yeah, I don't know when I'm gonna be safe about it, but if I'm on a road trip, I'm not. Let's get the type of nigga. Like, Quebec City?
Mm-hmm.
We was on that. Like, that's also fucking tired when I got there. But I'm like, all right, let's get there. Like,
let's
just do it tonight.
Yeah,
we're not stopping. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, bro, you're in the middle of the, like, nowhere?
If we stop and it's scheduled. Like, here's the hotel we're stopping at for the night.
I need a
compound.
Big Mac on my, you know what I'm saying?
On arrival.
In arm's reach. Nigga come knock on my window, I'm knocking back.
Yes. Got the Binky Barnes on you. Yeah, I had to say that. Got the bully on him. Yeah.
Nigga called it a Binky Barnes. I'm like, yeah, we're going with that.
Man. Yeah, Friday the 13th felt like a campaign for not fucking pulling over and sleeping in your whip. You on Stranger Things?
I am on Stranger Things, yeah.
Well, you were a season one viewer?
Stopped. Yeah, I just finished. Yeah, I started season one when it first came out. Stopped. Wasn't really into the sci-fi. I'm not really a sci-fi guy. Like, really? I know I like video games and shit, but I'm not really. I don't play sci-fi video games. Like, I don't do that.
You
shit.
Throw me off like that a lot, honestly.
Because yeah, hey. Isn't fucking Dune? Not Dune, nigga. Fucking look at me and shit, nigga. You know,
Dune.
Apex. You know the Apex. Apex kind of. That's not sci-fi.
That's not sci-fi.
Mm. You don't got lasers and shit.
That's not sci-fi. Sci-fi. I mean, like. In space and shit, like flying fucking that. Rockets and shit, like yeah. You know, like they don't do none of that.
Yeah,
but Stranger Things to me, it gave off that vibe, like Star Wars, Stranger Things, like I don't know. But anyways, yeah. I started it again and I really like it. It's really fire. I'm on season two, just clapping it, man. Just going through it.
You try to come back straight to season four for a sec?
No. Y'all was telling me to skip two.
Oh,
and
that's
three.
What people are telling me. That's what streets are telling me.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. The thing is, I was watching season one, and I'm like, I kind of wish I never had the conversation because now I'm going into it critical. Like, mm-hmm. This shit's whack. I'm going into it, like, picking it apart.
Yeah, I kind of broke my shit up. Fell off. I feel like we all fell off for the same reason, though.
Yeah.
Season one, I was like, I finished season one.
Yeah, season two was good.
Season one was good.
But season one, when you found what it was out, like, you find out what.
What's up now?
You found out what it was.
Yeah.
It was just like, for me, it took something away that I was kind of like, that was one of the reasons why I was watching and showing it. Just season two, I'm like, all right, it just proved that that reason was big enough for me to like,
well, like to the monster wasn't I scary enough, watch right?
it. I think the monster wasn't scary, but like we just saw what the monster can do.
Mm-hmm.
She bodied the monster, and now it's just about like some next shit that's like, because the strange thing is, it was like a kid show. And it still is very much a kid show, so it's just like there's a lot of levels of, like I was explaining to you, a lot of levels of certain things you got to deal with and say, all right, like, all right, you know, I get it. It's a kid show. It's not even for me. Like,
you got every cheesy meter.
Yeah, yeah, you got every cheesy meter. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Deactivate
yeah,
it real quick.
It's also in the 80s, right? I feel like the 80s was kind of corny.
It was some cold-blooded was shit some cold going blood. Down
you
in
watch
the
Warriors?
But like the crack. Like, I'm going to just say it. The white people in the 80s. They was corny.
But there's some groovy motherfuckers.
Yeah,
white
people.
Yeah,
who?
Man. You ever watch what's that hatchback movie? What's that movie?
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch, yeah.
He's getting down and
okay,
shit.
Okay. All
they
right,
might have been 70s.
Bro, I didn't know Cheech and Chong was. I never looked at them until I saw. I think they commented on TikTok.
Yeah
they did. They did. Shout out to them.
Bro,
yeah.
Wait, these are brown guys, right? Am I mistaken?
I think.
I couldn't even tell you.
They might be like Italian.
Scottish, Irish? What the fuck?
Oh, they're Canadian.
I knew that.
Vancouver.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, they met in Vancouver.
Yeah.
In the 60s.
That's a fucking perfect place to smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes, good.
Yeah, man.
Man, but yeah, no, straight, like, shout out to Stranger Things. It's a good watch, still. Like, I finished season four.
Yeah, shout out to
good.
Those kids,
yeah,
watch, man. Yeah, getting down and shit.
Kids getting down, man. Yeah. That's what, you know what I'm saying? This is a thing for everything. You
heard
me?
You heard Lil Duce song?
No.
If I take her home to my granny. You heard that song?
I saw that on Twitter.
Bro, I like that song.
Yeah, send it to me.
The black kid, what's his name? I think his name is Lucas. No, is it Lucas? Lucas in the show.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's an R&B singer.
There's another one as a singer.
Is he?
Lucas is white?
Lucas is black.
Oh, the white? There's a white?
Dustin?
I don't know, nigga.
Nah, that's the one with the lisp. You a singer?
No. Another one.
The one that got kidnapped in season one? Mike?
The main
some
guy?
Shit, nigga. Yeah, I think he wanted them.
He's singing?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You see his video on Twitter and shit?
Nah.
Like, man, I'm not trolling, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting too far.
One of them boys.
I'm almost there.
One of them boys. I'm pretty sure it's the main cat.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know that.
And that's the thing, man. Do what you got to do. Do what you want to do. You feel
man, drop music.
Who cares? If I drop an album, I hope y'all niggas listen.
Yeah.
Bro, we might got to do the random order fucking mixtapes, original beats, original freestyles. We penning, nigga, whatever. We come how we come, whether put that on Spotify, all platforms.
Yeah. If you listen,
I like the way that sound. We want to air that on the podcast, man.
For real, man. Podcast, yo.
Come
man.
On, man. What is a podcast anyway, man?
This is the show, man. Like, this is what we do. And man.
Yeah,
that
might be a good idea, man.
Mm-hmm. I may pick up working on the phone listens.
Mm-hmm. Man, send us beats, man. You be digging through trash doing that shit though, man. I'm gonna lie to you.
Brother.
Yeah.
You digging through garbage.
Brother, I be feeling crazy sometimes. Like,
I mean, y'all, thank y'all. Like, y'all was, like, obviously, nigga, good on you for trying to fucking keep, you know, keep going. Keep going. Keep trying and keep making new beats.
Because you're going to send something that's going to be like, fuck.
Don't be a sensitive producer. I hate sensitive producer.
Yeah, I hate sensitive anything.
Yeah, but I hate sensitive.
Like, just producer. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But also, sometimes it's like rushing. I know sometimes, even me personally, I'll rush a TikTok and I'll be like, oh, this is a good edit. And I'll export it just to see what it looks like. And I'm like, it's not done. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah,
for sure.
Anything I'm like even making, like now I'm even trying to, even as far as like the mix, trying to like, all right, let me wait until I know this is like done to me. But yeah, so it's like sometimes I feel like people just have that rush to say, yo, I'm putting it on, I'm sending it to them. I'm like, bro, take your time, but we're not going nowhere. Yeah.
But also, like, it's a lot that goes into like, there's shit even out of your control sometimes. Like, it'd be timing. Like, if I hear a beat and I'm not in that timing.
Yeah.
Oh, for real. Yeah,
I'll save it.
You know what I'm saying? I might not use it, or I might, you know, it might sit there for a minute and then you just wrong over there mood, getting mad and shit. And I'm like, bro.
The thing is, too, yeah, you got a vibe.
Music
like,
is a vibe. Music is literally vibes. Literally.
Sometimes I can get people's vibes through email. I'm like, oh, this is genuine. Like, broski really want me to vibe to this. Like, you know? So
the title of the fucking beat got my name in it.
You
and
know
shit.
What I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Straight for Sheldon.
Yeah.
Sheldon's beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Sheldon's next smash. Guaranteed.
Yeah. And it's some shit like, yo, this is for Sheldon. And it's some bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
How you gonna disrespect me?
in the metaverse, man. Man, the other day we went to motherfucking Firehouse Subs.
Oh, wow.
Man, shout out them boys. Them boys over there making sandwiches.
I think I've been there like twice.
Yeah. Man, first time.
Good time, though.
Good time.
Good time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the Sandy. I got a good Sandy.
Yeah. Subway had the monopoly for a minute, but there were other players in there, man. That
they had
deserved attention.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, yeah.
They was fucking around up there, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you got out of the throne, like, don't be stopping and slowing down and stopping the innovation, man.
Subway,
man. They had the sandwich game on lock. And they got lazy. And you're hearing fucking.
I haven't had a
rumors
Subway.
Allegations.
We ain't allegations that the buns made of shoes.
Like, come on.
I have no idea how that's possible, like, but nigga, I literally heard that.
The thing is,
that should not be going around in any circumstance.
Like, don't let it become like a possibility to be like, you know what?
You
maybe,
know what I mean?
Nigga.
You
like,
never hear niggas walk around like, oh, you know, Jay got a damn paper mache shin, right? Like, nigga, you know, I wouldn't just be out there.
It's like, oh, you going over there.
Yeah.
You don't even know what they bun were.
Like, you know what I mean?
Fuck.
Like, that ain't the truth. Like,
yeah.
The thing
well,
is,
how I far from it?
Some over here got them Firehouse Subs, man. My sister had told us, she like, yo, you gotta fuck these subs.
They got a good damn Sandy over there.
I'm like, what you been eating over here? She said, man, I'm over there at FS. FS. I cut the house out. Because that Firehouse is one word.
I never know, bro. Sometimes it be sticking words together, other times not. Nigga, choose a fucking rule. English.
Yeah.
Choose a rule, nigga. Let's get to it. We sticking words together. We fucking hyphenating. Are we leaving them separate? You be like, wrong. I'm like, go, okay. I'm not aware. Don't say it like that.
Red line under my shit.
Bold ass shit.
Fuck.
The blue line be the crazy.
Withhold got a dash.
Yeah, the blue line.
They're
like, maybe. Like, yes. You call me, hey, nigga, you doubt my English?
Fucking green one for the grammar is this Grammarly, sir.
Should be clutched, too.
Nigga, your add-on telling you.
It's like,
I added you on. This,
like, we have seven thoughts.
You need the premium account, brother, Grammarly, because I can't offer you everything, but they tell
brother,
me.
Let I don't call you.
I get a fucking email. Man, I email you, nigga. How you typing this shit? Like, they got your address. You see the Grammarly van outside.
Nigga, get the text message with the code.
Hit my Skype up. Scan it. I'm not even logged in. Man. You get the live agent, nigga. So what are you trying to say here? I'll type it. I'm like, how do you even have access to my screen? We got it. What are you trying to say here?
Emergency.
Man. I'm over at FS.
I forgot that's what we were
saying. So we're getting a sandwich.
Over at FS, man. And I'm like, I'm like, let me go ahead and get a Philly cheesesteak.
They had something on the menu because I didn't know what I wanted.
You mean a what?
I said I feel a cheese steak.
Mm. What sandwich?
A PS. I feel a PCS.
That's not correct.
You put Philly and cheese together, nigga?
This nigga's on a rampage of sticking words together.
You gonna abbreviate, nigga.
Yo, get your mind right.
Yo, he caught me off. He caught me off guard and knew it. I looked at him. I said, "You know what the nigga said when he heard you perfectly?" Like, oh, that's me, Sean.
Headphones, nigga. I mean, your left and right ear.
Oh, equally. Honestly, you got me too. I was right with you.
I'm like, fuck, PC.
I wasn't even sure myself.
I couldn't put it together.
PC, wasn't that the school in Zoe 101?
Pacific Coast Society.
PCH Highway.
So what's PCP? Your abbreviations are dangerous. They like number three letters. Like, it's very different things. Like,
CPR. Oh fuck.
Oh, CP, fuck, man. Fuck. Hey, you gotta sign this NDA, nigga. Oh fuck.
Sorry, man.
Yo. Whew.
Oh my god.
Nigga, what's up? Okay, you gotta.
I'm my FS.
I'm over the sandwich.
I'm getting some
FS. Getting a PS. PCS. Getting a PCS.
You buying a PSP.
I'm in the O. I FS getting a PCS.
Nigga, my name. 300 episodes is all abbreviations. Nigga, SHQ47MP.
Niggas time on the comments, nigga.
LLL.
LTRA, Trail Fool.
Nigga, I'm about to call
my God,
text,
man.
Text abbreviations down.
Say, yo, you guys have to stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Niggas are applying for a job. Like,
terrible for new listeners, nigga.
We're not helping at all. We're trying to build this thing. You're over here fucking leaving niggas confused.
Oh, shit.
Yo, my stomach, goddamn.
Man.
Spilled my Red Bull.
Oh, my God.
Spilled the all B. See ya. The Red Bull can.
Say them four words, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
so funny. I'm at Firehouse.
Bro,
so
if you say that fucking
getting the Philly cheesesteak, boys. I'm getting the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Lil Shotty said, she said, "You want any AOs add ons?" I said, "No."
Wait.
I'm done. You say you want me add-ons. I said no. No onions, that's what no stand for. She didn't get it. That's abbreviation for your ass.
Jill, when you thought I was done, bitch.
No onions.
No, I'm done.
Okay. I'll tell the story.
Bro, ruined.
Yo.
Dog. Okay. So I'm at Firehouse Subs getting a Philly cheesesteak. I'm getting to my creation. I'm getting to my creation. She asked me if I need add-ons, whatever, whatever. I tell her what I need.
Oh,
so I'm thinking she's already mentioning like add-ons. I'm like, all right, we did some customization limits here.
Yeah. We in the chat. We logged in. Like, we in the mainframe.
Firehouse Subs is signed in. I said, all right, listen, this here's what I want you to do, man. You're going to add this, add that, and put a little barbecue sauce on it. But don't tell Philadelphia. She said, all right, cool. Jermaine Pay, whatever. She's getting the making. I said, oh, I totally forgot. Can we get it pressed?
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, we actually steam the meat and then toast the buns.
What? What? I ain't even. You give me.
Me and Jermaine just looking at her. I said, word. Cool. All right, cool. I'm just like, bro, like,
ain't gonna lie to you. They got nothing to do with shit. Put my sandy in the damn.
We talking algebra.
You just saying words.
Yeah. For I was just, there's sometimes where like I'll fight it to say, nah, you gotta press it. Sometimes when you have me stunned, I'm like, fuck, you won. Like, cause I'm like, the fuck.
Told you. So listen, then, how we getting down here?
We gonna toast it and steam the meat.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
I don't even think they have a press machine, though. She just said, listen, what the fuck? Who told you we did that? Who the fuck told you we do that here?
She ain't deny it.
Which location you work at?
Not here in the old, man.
Well, what's the press for? Then they got the damn, they got the grill marks on the ad, nigga. Mm.
They do, yeah.
Firehouse, nigga. Let's grill it up, man. Just get some heat involved. What the fuck?
Which
fireman doesn't like a fucking grilled sandwich?
Oh, man, that's funny.
I fucking enjoy a grilled sandwich any day, man. I swear to God.
Fire, no fire.
I hate a cold sub.
Oh, man.
But that bun was good and toasted. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, they over there making sandies. Yeah.
I'm on Google right now.
Man, and you know how I had to do, man. I had to round up for first responders.
Mm-hmm.
Got me for 14 cents.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good one.
Nah, that's what's up, man. Got my ass.
When you can.
I don't mind a roundup. I'll do a roundup.
Yeah, for certain.
I'll do a roundup.
Yeah. Around it.
And like their whole thing is based on first responders.
Actually, I'm not doing a roundup. I'm saying no every time. They already done paid that.
I feel that.
They donated already. They trying to get it back.
I just feel like the roundup isn't as bad as if you want to donate.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was like, "Well, why are you just pulling up? You suggested my, what's all this about? Yeah. It scares me, bro.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. The roundup, I will admit, it made me comfortable.
It do, yeah.
I make a flat denomination in my bank account. Fun, yeah. 36 clean.
Yeah.
That's just like, where'd you get a dollar from? Let's start there.
Yeah.
$2.50 What the fuck? Why are you still not 10? Would you like to donate $10? What?
This is in my pockets. Can I take this?
Yeah. Like,
you fuck with this, Toonie?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just, yeah.
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 That Toonie's $10, nigga. Fuck around.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Inflation.
Yeah. Just scan the tuna, man.
Man.
It's like this. All right, bet. I'll donate $2.50, but I'm walking out here with a tuna can.
Yeah,
I'm walking out here with a Twix.
Y'all down to donate a can of tuna for this cause?
Y'all down to donate to my son? Trying to take food out of his mouth?
Damn.
Oh, man, yeah. Good combo, boys.
Man.
We talking food?
What's that?
I just want to say one thing, man. I forever have respect for the JBC at Wendy's.
Yeah.
That shit will hold you down.
Hey, man. No matter where you are, man.
That's real. I felt that.
That's, yo, they don't short you on that value meal. You know what I'm talking about?
I like that shit. That shit is inflation proof.
Yeah.
The same price.
Yeah. That's just love. Yeah. That's just like, people have to eat, goddamn
it. Like, my burger is still like.
Yeah,
it's fluffy. Like, it's still got. It's not.
Come
squished.
On, man! I like you fuck with me and shit. Give me the damn dirt buns and shit. Give me the real. You know, it's still a sandwich, nigga. So it's $1.
You remember when McDonald's had that? They had that ruler, or someone came out with a leakage saying like, "Yo, if you go get to McDonald's, you get a junior bacon or junior chicken, and then you switch the buns for a premium bun, it becomes a McChicken." You guys remember that?
Yeah, it's a little swap out trick.
For free, right? It was like, or maybe free or 5 cents or something. Yeah, it was like very crazy. Like, it was very crazy.
And they don't do that no more?
They still do. You can say, oh, swap it for this bun.
Yeah, I might try that.
Man, it's mind games, man. They're going to stick you for $2.50 extra.
Yeah.
For what, nigga? A fucking millimeter of diameter more?
Yeah. I'll say this. It's the bun, man. I definitely have not. I bought a McChicken maybe 5 times since the junior chicken dropped.
That's what's up, man. Yo, the JC holds it down too.
I don't. Yeah, it's
JC holds it down
for sure.
Yeah,
sure. But I'm gonna try that. That's a good play,
man. JBC never gonna judge you either, man. No matter where you at in life, man. While you up or down, man. JBC, always got room for JBC, man.
Bro, it's a good sandwich.
Poetry, man. Poetry from my brothers.
I like that shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Gas price, on the other hand.
It's starting to go down a little bit.
See what the man got you doing, brother. $1.99 is insane.
Yeah, it's still too much.
No matter what.
You still
bro, we was here. It was $1.45. If it went back to $1.45 right now, we'd be like, oh, perfect.
perfect. We're back. No, too much stuff. Still Let's get back to talking about.
I was going through.
What it used to be, man. I don't even know. So fucking high. $1.
I was going through somebody's Instagram. They follow me. Like, anytime someone's following me, I kind of go through their Instagram. Like,
what's your whole story?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm scrolling down. I go to like the bottom, and they got a picture like, and they in front of like a gas sign. I'm just seeing like 107. I'm like, damn, 98.7. I'm
the
like,
glory days, nigga. Last Thursday.
Man. That is crazy. What I would give for that back.
What?
98.7, my nigga? Like, my Honda, I'm going, nigga. Like,
going, nigga.
I'm, go, I'm good. $20, I'm rolling the whole week. Goddamn.
You just squirt missing it, nigga. Gone, nigga. Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I'm telling you, cut.
Man, I've seen a shortage in link-ups. Niggas is not trying to see me. I'm like,
I used to do my little Thursday Super Smash Bros. Runs. Niggas ain't pulling up no more.
Yeah, nah, man. Sheldon, like, the smash the idea.
We're going to have to smash that.
We're going to use our special on this.
Hey, brother, I got your Nintendo friend code, brother. Yeah, we just get online.
Hey, Shells, listen, I got your code, so we probably just going to, you know.
Yeah, we do the online thing.
Hooked up the fiber optics. Good, though.
It's real shit, man. I feel it.
Yeah, I feel it. Bro, this is the, you know, you never really get a clean idea of like, oh, downtown costs you $5. Like, I'm seeing admission. Like, oh, you want to drive to this? Okay.
Yeah.
That's 20.
Yeah, what it gonna be?
Yeah. Guaranteed 20.
Crazy, man.
Are you gonna drop something? That's 45.
Yeah, I don't like it, bro.
Before you just pump, bro. I refi. And all adds up. It's all good. I see it go away.
I see it go away. I've pumped 10 or 20 the other day. And I you know, you pump and you look at your tank, you're saying, what the fuck?
No way.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew better, today, man. You set yourself up for that. Bro. These days.
Today, bro.
Pumping 20.
Zara got a Honda Accord.
I did like 40.
We put 40 in that bitch today. Not even half.
Not even half in a Honda Accord.
In a Honda Accord. Four cylinder. That's like one of the smallest engines.
Man, I feel like that they're raising the price.
It's crazy, bro.
And putting Mountain Dew in that shit, man. Straight like that, man.
I always felt like the meter was just like not giving me sufficient information.
You know what I mean? And I like always, who you don't know.
We said
this. And you know the ones where you like try to like click it to get like you want $20. Like, are those clicks? Am I getting any like, am I getting the gas?
Just nothing.
Is that I do the clap?
I feel the tube. I feel the tube sometimes, you know, like.
Cause it's like, bro, we gotta.
Yeah, now I gotta see that tube flex up, nigga. Yeah. Up and down, nigga. Dancing up like a snake.
Yeah.
And it like, has to be like a fucking power driver or power washer cord, you know? Like, you know, like, I'm getting something.
It ain't right, bro. It ain't right.
I need. All right, just pump my gas in it. Fuck, if I have to pay for it, someone has to. This has to be a, not no self serve shit.
It's just
no more.
Fucked up because it's like, bro, they nothing we could do except cop Teslas. Yeah,
and then battery prices going up, man. Come on, man.
I remember when niggas were getting so many computers and PCs, and niggas were like, yo, my chip price is down. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Even the GPU shortage.
I wonder if that shit's going down now that crypto's kind of apparently crashing.
Oh, niggas selling that shit, niggas.
Yeah. Because listen, got GPUs.
I might try that. I might, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It might be a good time.
Yeah, I might try to do that. I mean, I just recently upgraded, but I might try to.
But I feel like there's still a shortage of shit niggas aren't even really asking for.
Yeah. There's just so many fucking people, man.
We
had
a damn tape measures.
Sorry.
Oh, fresh out. I make a laugh at you. You got tape. Huh?
Brother, I ain't seen a tape measure.
You ain't here? Yeah.
Tape measure gang, you know. We're getting tense in the tape measure gang.
All the fucking Jamaicans, man, taking it and put it on their door.
What?
What?
Damn, you guys didn't get that? Nah. Caribbean parents put a tape measure on their door to keep fucking dopey away.
Do they do that?
What?
Yeah, look at all my Jamaicans feel me. They had to put a tape measure on their
door. Damn, I gotta look at my hands. Am I not Jamaican?
I didn't hear that.
Jamaican.
Damn, it was a good joke. Someone laughed out there. Niggas are like,
Wombuclaat! Yeah.
Tape measure over the door. Yeah, what the fuck? Since when? Where did you go to get this information that I wasn't at?
Someone had a tape measure over the door. I said, what the fuck you doing here? She said, protector.
What?
So what do? They put it like from the top to the bottom type shit?
Just over the top of the door, like how the door is like this. So like this.
This is a tape measure. And then they close the door.
Rest over. You can close it or just leave it. I don't know. It's like a skinny thing. Yeah, so you could close it.
I don't know. I stumbled on Jamaican blog. I did tape measure over the door.
Mm-hmm. It's sure to run away any dopey, no matter when you shouldn't have come from. Question: well, I don't get it. What's the thought process here?
I don't know. I don't understand it because I was new to it too. I was like, wait, that's a thing.
I'm dropping a dance album, man.
Yeah,
bro. Fuck that shit.
Support
him,
man.
Yeah, put my shit in the mix. Fuck that shit, nigga.
Marina
music,
man.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody take
what?
That shit.
We all like the Drake album, right?
Yeah, man.
It's time to get groovy, man.
Cool.
Because they're going to ask. They've already said they're asking us.
Guys, what do you... I need to know.
Are you guys going to talk about it on the next podcast?
Yeah, there's stuff I like more than other things.
Yeah, like, dog. Niggas is out here not grilling my sandwich, bro. Listen, man.
That's what we need.
While I'm on the topic, man, the All Eagles got a big big birthday shout out, man.
Oh,
to
yeah,
our
man.
Boy, man. James.
Yeah,
man. I know you watching this. All right, man. I know you're listening. And I see you smiling, man. It's the 24th, man. Kobe year. James going crazy. I hope I have some music behind me, man.
Yeah.
Jameezy, man. Yeah. James. Happy birthday, man. Appreciate you supporting the show, supporting your guys, man.
Yeah, man. We see Jameezy around holding it down,
come
man.
On,
we appreciate
man.
The support. Amen.
That's a real
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
right,
man. Speaking about the community, man. Ooh. It's going down, man.
Yeah.
It is.
We got the RO merch on the way.
Yeah.
It's for real on the way. We're just trying to find out the perfect situation.
Yeah.
We're approaching a perfect situation. In the meantime, man, we in the Discord. Now we're down to look at designs, man. If you got, you know, you got some design ideas, some shit you might want to see on a shirt. We got we call that a room.
We got a room, yeah. It's a room in the
server?
Discord.
It's not.
Is it a server shop?
Take it away, brother. What's it? Channel.
So we got a channel in the Discord, all right? Come talk to me, man.
Drop your designs, man.
It's called RO Designs. All you got to do is go in that Discord room, drop your designs. We trying to involve the community, you know what I'm saying? It'd be cool to just see ideas come to life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
you know, we gonna get you right.
We gonna get you right. Yeah,
if we
course.
Get a set price of what we're dropping per design.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As we grow, we all grow. Amen.
You know,
yeah, that's exactly what we're doing here.
Yeah,
man.
Drop your shit if we're feeling it. We will holler at you. Make some, you know, alterations, or if not, just keep it pushing. Keep dropping more shit. Whatever.
Keep dropping more. Yeah, we here.
Is what it is.
Not too many eagles, please.
Yeah, like, you know, let's get
like,
creative.
It doesn't gotta be an eagle
and everything. This is a place for you guys to get creative. It's a place for you guys to just make designs. Like, you know what I mean? You could sure go off of, you know, the jokes we make. It can be off of whatever, really, making a new design, doing what you do. But use this time to get creative, man, and get your designs out there. Let's just keep them in the RO design. Like, we don't have to DM them to us. You don't have to do, like, just keep them here in the Discord. Join there. Let's keep it neat, man.
We gonna get up on out of here. Y'all know how that is, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's been a wholesome motherfucking episode. Thank y'all for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah.
Wherever you at.
Yeah.
In the whip.
Yeah.
Standing up, sitting down.
Yeah.
Either way, we all getting down, man. Amen. Can't get amen.
Amen. Fuck, I'm on Twitch, man. Holler at me on Twitch.
Your boy is back.
You know what I'm saying?
Twitch.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Twitch.tv/SheldonSebastian.
Locked in, man.
We locked in.
Yep.
New music on the way.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So I need to heal.
Let's do that shit, man.
So I need to heal.
I hope
man.
Y'all enjoyed the last two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Little 113 piece, 114.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring our brother Demetrius.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Great episodes, man. Shout out T on the edit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Jack on the edit.
Shout out our boy Carlo who cleaning this up, man.
Cleaning up the audio.
Yeah, I heard Carlo from the Nether Realm. That boy from out of here. Yes, sir. If y'all shout out to my Mortal Kombat fans, man. You know how we rocking. It's your fucking boys, man. What else we got to leave them with?
Free Thugger. Free
Thugger. Free Thugger out the slammer, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.